Hello and welcome to Teacher in Zion Podcast. Today, I just want to bring a brief message. A message for the Independent Restoration Branches, formerly known as RLDS people. At this point in our journey, it's been, I think, nearly 40 years now since most of us came out of the RLDS church. 40 years in the wilderness. And the one thing that I am quite certain none of you need to have at this point is someone telling you that we're not doing something right, or that if only we would do X, Y, or Z, we would have had Zion by now. You know, if only we would have loved one another better. If only we would have been unified. And meanwhile, that form of condemnation and blame assigning is usually handed out from the pulpit by men who, being in the priesthood, have really been at the center of this problem, a very real problem, the lack of unity among the saints. For once we found the courage and the strength to walk away from the institutional RLDS Church, it became easier and easier to walk away from each other over every little disagreement. And while some of us joined up with attempts to organize and bring about a new church institution, others stood by and condemned that, only to later on do the same thing, maybe a decade or two down the road. We've all made the same mistakes for the most part. We've all tried everything we know to try, especially all the instructions that we can glean out of the doctrine and covenants in particular. And in fact, every division that I'm aware of that has occurred centers around a doctrine out of that book. Ironically, it is that same leadership that has told us that we need to be unified that is at the heart of why we are not. But I also don't think they need to be beat up over this, because they've been caught in a snare and a trap themselves. The snare of a lie, the trap that Satan has caused them to think that because they hold priesthood, that they must supply us the answers, that they must uphold the traditions of the church. And people have looked to them for answers, and they've been trained that they are to supply them. Certainly, as a priesthood member, you don't want to tell people, I don't know. I don't know what we should do. I don't know what the answer is. That would be tantamount to admitting that we must not truly be called of God or something. But that isn't true. The truth is, we're all in the same boat together. Paul says that there is now no condemnation to those that are in Christ. And certainly we do not need any further chastisement other than the chastisement we have put upon ourselves for our failures over the years. Even those who put a smile on and claim that everything is going according to plan, that God's just still going to rescue this whole thing, pull the RLDS Church and its people out of its nosedive and restore it back to its former glory. Even those people are faking it. Whether they acknowledge it or not, God has been humbling our people for a very long time now. And even recently, the precious Kirtland Temple and other historical artifacts and buildings and properties have been taken from us. Some probably feel that what the RLDS Church did is not unlike Esau selling his birthright for a bowl of soup. And where some may see devils stealing from us, I see the hand of God. And in all the things that have been taking place, in all of our failures, in all of our divisions, in our inability to form and rebuild the institutional church, I see that God has been at work, eroding away at the pride of being a part of the one true institutional church to the exclusion of others. The people who come from the RLDS tradition do not need further condemnation. They don't need to be told. They just need to do something more so that we could have Zion, so that we could come together, so that we could achieve something. These things have been taken from us for a reason. Above all, what you need is encouragement and to be shown the beautiful truth of what God is accomplishing here. To see that all of this is a part of God's plan for us, a plan designed to set the captives free. Beauty for ashes. What we need above all else is to be able to comprehend what the purpose for all these events and trials really are. And that all we really need to do is to change our focus away from men, away from priesthood and titles, away from organization and questionable revelations, no matter who gave them or how long ago, and away from long-held traditions, and instead place it fully on Christ. In 2007, I was given the dream of a great tsunami wave that would smash the boat that men were riding in, the institutional church. And I was given to know that this great wave was a move of God. But the people in that boat could emerge on the other side of that wave and meet with Christ on the other side, rather than being smashed against the rocks, rather than being smashed to pieces and carried away by this wave. We can rise on eagle's wings, and we can ride this wave, the wave of his movement, the wave of what he is doing, rather than fighting against it. And instead of seeing only loss, see what it is that God desires to give us in the stead of those things that have been taken from us. To let go of the past and embrace the new thing that God is doing. If we will let go of the past and let go of those things that we have held precious about the institutional church, about our traditions, and about our own understanding, our own wisdom, our own thoughts, which are not God's thoughts, as we let go of those things, we can be a part of the emerging kingdom of God. And rejoice. He's got this. We just need to join with him. Amen.